Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. As we start a new year, today's show will feature interviews with two Work Camper employers. They are the Golf Club at Devil's Tower and Geode Yoga Fitness. Today's show is sponsored by the Small Business RVer School. This new course from Work Camper is designed specifically for entrepreneurs on the move and helps you build a business you can run from anywhere. The self-directed course helps you be your own boss while reducing stress and saving on taxes. Through a series of online videos and monthly calls, you are taught the steps necessary to build and manage a successful mobile business. Life is too short, so choose what you want to do when you want to do it by starting a business of your own. For more information, visit www.smallbizrver.com. Lots of people are familiar with Devil's Tower. It was America's first officially sanctioned national monument. Located in the northeastern part of Wyoming, it was a focus of a number of Hollywood movies, like Close Encounters of a Third Kind. But few people realize there's a first-class golf resort just a few miles away. The Golf Club at Devil's Tower is a private golf course with its own airstrip. Not only can members enjoy some challenging golf, but guided hunting and fishing excursions too. The facility is also home to 77 Steakhouse and Saloon, both of which are open to the public. Todd Cooper is the general manager of what he describes as the Destination Golf Facility. Located in the remote section of Wyoming, Todd relies on work campers to help out in the pro shop, golf course, and range, as well as serve as housekeepers, cooks, waiters, and bartenders. The company built an RV park with work campers in mind and expanded it to 12 full hookup sites last year. They started working in April and stay through the first week of October. All the positions are paid, and work campers generally put in at least 25 hours a week, with most working about 35 hours. They can probably work even more hours if they desire. It's a remote part of the state, about 45 minutes from the closest city, which is Spearfish, South Dakota. However, it's only 2 hours from Mount Rushmore and the Black Hills. It's in a spectacular area of America. To tell us more about the opportunity, please welcome General Manager Todd Cooper and Golf Pro Greg Johnson to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Todd and Greg. I really appreciate the time. Tell me a little bit about Devil's Tower Golf and what it's all about and where it is.
The golf club at Devil's Tower, we're located in northeast Wyoming, about 8 miles from Devil's Tower National Monument. That's the nation's first national monument. And we are considered a private destination golf club. We have a restaurant and facilities here, lodging, golf course, skeet range, an airstrip, and our golf course is private, but our restaurant's open to the general public.
Your golf course with an airstrip, you must be huge.
It's a pretty good sized property. Part of our amenities for our members. We do guided hunting, fishing. There's quite a few walking trails and stuff like that. It's in a really pretty location. We're on the west end of the Black Hills.
Can you see Devil's Tower from your facility?
You bet. Every day.
Every day. Super. You don't do one of the greens off the top of that thing, do you?
That'd be a pretty tough shot. Yes, it would.
Super. So you provide golf and hunting and fishing. It sounds like it's much more than a typical golf course.
Yeah. A destination private club, typically for most of your avid golfers, it's going to be a second type membership. So a lot of the folks, due to our location, are probably already members of another club in a metropolitan area, because we literally have members from all over the country. But this makes for a really nice getaway. It's pretty well out in the middle of nowhere, and just very pretty, very low key, very relaxed, and laid back. You know, it just feels like a really safe environment, especially during this pandemic. So we've noticed that a lot of our members really enjoy coming out here just to simply get away.
What types of jobs do work campers perform?
Well, being a golf course, we have, and lodging and restaurant, we offer positions in our golf shop, cashiers, what we call outside services. They take care of our driving range, our golf carts, and then, of course, with lodging, we have a need for housekeeping. And with our restaurant and bar, servers, cooks, so we kind of have the gamut covered there.
Are the work campers involved in mowing and doing that kind of landscaping?
Yeah, they are. We literally are mowing every day in the golf season, which for us is primarily Memorial Day through Labor Day.
Okay. Are you open year round?
Well, yes and no. The golf season, of course, is during the summer months. Here in Northeast Wyoming, it gets pretty cold in the winter, and we quit guiding after deer season. So we guide for deer, turkeys. There is some mountain lion permits that are issued in our area. And then we'll do Christmas parties in a non-pandemic year. But it slows down for us quite a bit, basically after Labor Day and just prior to Memorial Day. So it's pretty slow going this far north.
Okay, how long have you been utilizing work campers?
Well, we're going into our third season. We built our RV park here with the employees in mind. We started out with 6 full hookup pull-through sites, and then last year we added 6 more for the smaller campers. But going into our third season, and boy, it's been a blessing to have them.
Now, I know you said that you do some things well into the fall and maybe even Christmas. Do you typically hire work campers to do that, or are they only employed for seasonal things from, like you said before, from Labor Day to, from Memorial Day to Labor Day?
Yeah, because of our location, we have to winterize, which means we have to turn off the water. So typically for us, like last year, we started bringing on our work camper force about the middle of April, and then the latest they'll stay usually is going to be the first week of October.
Okay, that's fair enough. And how many hours do they typically work each week?
Well, that can vary by department, but typically we like to get 30 to 35 hours. Some people want to work a little more than that, which is fine. And some people want to work a little less, and that's fine too. If it's a couple that's with us, we want to try to get a minimum of 25 hours per person.
25 hours a person. Okay. And that's in exchange for a free site?
That's correct. Yes. We offer full hookup. That's water, sewer, electric. And we have a washer and dryer facilities here. And Wi-Fi.
Very good. So that keeps the RVers busy in the off hours.
You bet.
Now, are these paid positions?
They are. So we offer our RV work camper program free hookup in exchange for the hours. And then we pay them for every hour worked.
Is that depending upon the job that they do, or is there a range that we could promote?
There is. A couple of the positions are included with service charges and gratuities. So it starts at $9 an hour, and then it goes up to $14 per hour if they're, say, in housekeeping or in some of the advanced grooming positions for operators on the golf course.
That seems very generous to me.
It's a, yeah, we found it's worked pretty good for us.
How many work campers do you normally hire for a season?
Well, it kind of depends on how many are in each camper. Idealistically, we'd like couples, and we've got 12 sites total. So I would say the first couple of years we had, since we've had all 12 sites, we're averaging around 16 to 18 work campers per season.
Okay. One of the questions that we get asked a lot is this a couples only position, or can singles apply as well?
Singles can apply. It's more advantageous for us as the employer to hire couples.
Well, that makes sense. You get two for one when it comes to working.
Yeah, we're just kind of limited on the amount of hookups that we have as our facility grows.
When do you begin recruiting work campers for the next season?
You know, about right now. Last year we started the end of November, and we're just embarking on it right now. So I would say December and January, we try to lock in our interviews, and we try to make confirmations by February at the latest, because most of the work campers are usually going to try to program themselves that far out in advance.
I'd agree with that. That's probably a very good idea. How many of the work campers that you have return year after year?
You know, we've had several. Again, it's just our third season. So it's interesting, that question is, because a lot of the work campers prefer to go to a different place every year, just so that they can see more of the country and get different experiences. But we've had quite a few of them asked to come back. So we feel like that's a compliment to our facility and our staff.
I'd agree with that. What kind of benefits does hiring work campers bring to your organization versus hiring people from the local area?
Well, in our case, we're a town of less than 400 people, and we're surrounded by these big, beautiful ranches and farms. So there's not a big labor pool force, and that's what prompted us to get started with our own work camper program. I would say, there's maybe 8 to 10 locals that are available for us. So by having the work camper program, what we've found is a lot of these folks are, number one, they're already retired, and they want to go someplace where it's pretty, where there's things to do. And the common denominator is most of them are avid golfers. So they have, one of the benefits of working here is they are allowed to play on our golf course. So it's been a pretty good win-win situation so far.
That sounds like it. Indeed. If there are only 400 people in the local area, are you relatively remote then?
We're very remote. And so we try to screen that in the process, that they understand that, it helps to have a hobby if they like to go walking or sightseeing. If they like to play golf, obviously. We have a skeet range here as well. But the underlying part really is the fact that most of our work campers are coming here to work. They are getting paid an hourly wage. And we try to make sure they understand their support staff for our managers of each department.
Okay, that's fair enough. And I guess our readers would consider something remote based on how far you have to drive to get to a Walmart.
Greg's laughing at that one because he joined our team as a work camper last year. And you're absolutely right. It's a good 45-minute drive to the nearest, let's say, Walmart, grocery store, and Starbucks.
And what community is that located in?
The closest town of any size to us is going to be right over the border in South Dakota, and that's Spearfish.
Okay, so you're right on the border with Wyoming.
We are. We're on the border with Montana, obviously in Wyoming, and right next door to Spearfish, South Dakota.
How do you usually acquire your work campers?
Well, we'll send out, we've joined, you know, the working couples, we've joined the work campers. We'll send out some advertisements and just word of mouth as well.
And what's involved with the interviewing and the hiring process at Devil's Tower Golf?
Well, we try to keep them as informed about what they're getting into as possible. So we have specific job descriptions for each department that we offer. And then we ask that they make sure they visit not only our website for our facility, but also our Facebook page, that they look at some of our newsletters. And then, of course, we try to answer as many questions as we can in the hiring process of applications.
Is there a phone interview involved, or is it online interview?
A little bit of both. We try to use Zoom, online, certainly phone interviews, and we try to, you know, match up people for the, you know, the things that they're most accomplished at and what we need as well.
Are there any specific qualifications or work traits that you're looking for?
You know, we've really had good luck with military and veterans. That works out great. Couples teams work out great, but nothing specific or nothing written in stone. You know, it's a lot of people that are coming through this way to visit other areas in and around us, like Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, possibly even Yellowstone or Glacier. So.
Okay, so they don't need any specific education or specific skills to come work for you?
No, they don't, but it's definitely to their advantage if they've had some, obviously if they're golfers and they understand the golf business, that certainly is a big plus.
I can imagine. At least they're familiar with the terminology.
Exactly.
Okay, so they know when somebody shot a birdie on the course, they don't have to go out there with a broom.
That's right.
So what draws people to your area? You said that the golf course itself is a destination. Is there any other reason why people would come to that part of the country?
Yeah, dining for one, if they're in the area. And then the Sturgis Biker Rally is a huge draw in the summer months. That's usually the first week of August. Just touring through the little small towns. We just opened a new clubhouse last year, and we have a steakhouse and a saloon. And Wyoming, our goal in creating and the architecture for our building was to give everybody a Western type experience, Wyoming experience. We were fortunate enough to be able to put in our bar, which is a original 1895 Cherryback Cowboy Bar, stand-up bar. So it's a pretty good draw to the area, as well as, you know, the National Monument and Mount Rushmore, Sand Hills, a lot of those things.
How far away are you from Mount Rushmore?
Oh, probably an hour and a half drive.
Okay. That's a beautiful part of the country. I've heard that the hill area there is just gorgeous and lots of things to do out there alone.
Exactly. Yeah.
What can a work camper do to really stand out among the other applicants?
Well, obviously we look for a good solid work ethic, and considering that they're right here on our property, the nice thing about it is just their availability. There's times that being a golf course, the weather can completely cancel some things on us. So having them at our disposal and having their availability is a really big factor for us embarking on the RV work camper program.
Is there anything that you wish all work campers knew before they came to work for you?
Well, that's a good question. It's not for everybody, obviously. I don't think that we work them so much that they can't enjoy the area on their days off, but it is Wyoming and it is the West. hunting is a big part of that for the locals here. It's just all the better for touring around the area. There's big old ranches that are just gorgeous. So the scenery is really nice, especially coming from any of the coastal areas or big metropolitan areas. They really tend to like the remoteness of the visit and their work time with us.
Do the work campers get a free horse to drive around and do their duties?
You know, we've had them bring their side-by-sides and things like that, but horses, no.
Horses, no.
Horses,
okay.
Golf courses typically don't get along together.
I can imagine. Speaking of golf courses, do the work campers get to play the course free, or do they get a discount for being able to do that in their time off?
Well, it's part of their benefits. They typically can play once or twice a week. And really, I try to get them to play, since we're a private golf club and we're destination, most of our members want the course to themselves on like holidays and weekends and stuff like that. So most of our work campers try to get out and enjoy the course early in the week when there's not very many members on site.
That's a good point as well, because it is a membership course. Are the work campers expected to mingle with the members and to associate with them after hours as well?
No, there's definitely a border between being a member and being an employee. So the golf club at Devil's Tower currently is ranked the number two private course in Wyoming. So we try to make sure they understand that they're in a support position with our managers here. But at the same time, we still want them to be able to play some golf. That's one of the reasons they like to work here.
Do the members come in RVs as well, or do they stay in your on-site lodging?
Typically, they're going to stay in our on-site lodging. Because we have an airstrip, a lot of them don't have cars. So we offer concierge. But it's a pretty good mix, to be honest with you.
Where can people get more information if they'd like it?
Probably the best thing to do is look at our website, number one. And then, of course, they can always call us at those numbers and or email us. It's all that information is on the website.
And what is the website address?
That's www.devilstowergolf.com.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I think we summed it up pretty good. It's a nice seasonal getaway, and it's just a really good culture and a good group of people that we work with.
Super. Well, I really appreciate the time, and I wish you the best of luck for 2021.
Hey, Greg, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
I'd like to thank Todd Coover and Greg Johnson for coming on the show to talk about work camping opportunities at the golf club at Devil's Tower. It sounds like there are plenty of things for work campers to do, not only at the club, but also in the surrounding area. If you like to golf, then you can play a few rounds on what is considered the number two private course in Wyoming. Being familiar with golfing is a plus, but not necessary. The most important thing is to realize that it is a support position serving members of the private club as well as the general public who come to enjoy the traditional cowboy bar and steakhouse. So if you're committed to providing great service, feel free to check out this opportunity. Todd is still looking for a few work campers yet this season, so get your application in quickly. You can find out more information at www.devilstowergolf.com. Our next work camping opportunity is limited to just one person or couple who really likes to help people relax in a big way. Geode Yoga Fitness is looking to hire its first work camper this spring to work at the yoga studio and retreat center in the heavily wooded Sugarloaf Mountains of Ohio near Chillicothe. Marcy Hederson Carroll is the founder, and she's looking for help planting gardens around the property and maintaining the facility. Work campers will also help blaze a walking trail around the property. Work campers will not be leading yoga classes. Marcy and her instructors do that, but they do rent out the facility to other yoga instructors who are leading retreats. In exchange for a free full hookup site, one work camper or couple is expected to volunteer 15 hours a week. At the moment, she's looking for help this spring and summer, but it may turn into a year-round opportunity for others. Work campers can take part in some of the yoga or meditation sessions that Marcy leads free of charge. She's hoping to have a work camper on site this March. To tell us more about the opportunity, please welcome Marcy Hederson Carroll to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Marcy. I really appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about Geode Yoga Fitness and where you're located.
Hi. Well, first, thank you for inviting me. Geode Yoga and Fitness is a geodesic dome, and we're nestled in the wooded area of Sugarloaf Mountain, and we're in Ohio. So we're just minutes from the Great Seal State Park. We're a yoga studio, as well as a retreat center. We host workshops and conferences and other wellness events.
What part of Ohio is that in?
Chillicothe.
And that is located where?
We're about an hour south of Columbus, Ohio.
And how long have you been in business?
Well, this is our first year. We opened a year ago in October. And then, of course, with COVID, we lost a few months. And since we're new, we're working on a lot of infrastructure currently.
Okay. What kinds of services do you provide?
So we're a yoga studio, so we offer yoga classes, but we also rent our space out for other practitioners to utilize the space for their skills. So they'll bring retreats and conferences and workshops, and sometimes we even host weddings.
Tell everybody what yoga really does for people.
And it's an opinion of what I think it does, but it not only does it help with flexibility and movement, but it helps you find clarity. It helps relieve stress. And it also just helps you adapt to a healthy lifestyle. And I really can't say enough great things about it, as much as it's helped me in my life.
Okay, that's fair enough. What kind of jobs do your work campers typically perform?
Well, this is our first year. We have not actually had any work campers so far, but we are needing help with planting of native gardens to help promote pollinators for birds and mammals in an effort to support ecology. And we're also needing some minor maintenance and repairs, maybe some cleaning, and honestly, anything that they want to jump in and help us with because we're a new business and we're just getting a good start.
Okay. Is this a volunteer position?
It is a volunteer position with the exchange of housing. So if someone is able to park their camper in our facility and their payment would be in the way of for utilities.
Okay. So when they're hooked up, it's at like a full hookup site, power, electricity, water, sewer, and all that good stuff?
Correct.
Okay. Super. And you've not hired work campers in the past, and so you said that they're just going to sort of help you out. How many hours a week are you expecting them to work?
We're estimating about 15 hours a week, maybe more, maybe less.
Okay, well, that's quite a deal for a free RV site.
Yes.
Okay, and this is a seasonal or year-round opportunity?
You know, so far seasonal, but we may, see how it goes, see how it works, because there's definitely some things that I could utilize a work camper for all year round.
Okay. And what's the difference between a work camper and hiring somebody locally? How do you expect the work or how do you think the work campers are going to help your business?
Well, I kind of like the fact that somebody will be on site all the time to kind of oversee things. So I was that kind of sparked my interest in looking into this program for that reason.
Okay. Are you looking for men, women, or both?
Both. Either okay. or.
Either or. That's easy.
Yeah.
And what other kinds of perks do you offer?
We'll be offering some yoga sessions for whoever is on site.
Okay.
Also, we have some meditation stuff that we do, too, that they could definitely benefit from. And we're looking to do some path clearing through the wooded areas. So that's kind of a bonus where they'll get a little more exercise by helping with that.
Well, that's neat. So you're going to create a hiking trail or walking
yes,
trail. Okay.
Exactly.
Very good. Now, will you train people how to become yoga instructors as well?
We do have the availability to host teacher training. Being a new facility, I'm not quite ready to take that step, but that's something potentially in the future because people have asked for that.
Okay, very good. Just wondering if that was something people could do while they're at your facility?
Well, certainly.
Okay. And how many work campers are you expecting to hire?
Honestly, I think we really only have enough work for one.
Okay.
You know, if there is a couple that comes that travel together, you know, and they want to work that out together, you know that I'm not really sure how that works. So
okay.
I don't know that many people that travel alone, but you know, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. And when do you begin recruiting? Are you recruiting right now for this position?
I'm recruiting right now to start spring and summer season. And if I decide it's going to be a great thing, then I will probably begin to recruit for fall and winter in the summer.
Okay. And when would the season start for people?
I'm going to say March.
Okay. Like the mid-March?
March or maybe near the end of March. Yeah. When the weather begins to break.
Yeah. When the snow melts. Does it snow?
Yes. It does snow, yes.
Okay. And where else are you interviewing, or are you looking for work campers? Is it just Work Camper News?
This is the only site that I've utilized so far.
Uh-oh, the pressure is on.
It is, so do us right.
Are there any special traits that you're looking for?
You know, I'm hoping, you know, whoever they are, they are physically fit. That will definitely be an asset. And as well, they can take advantage of the yoga classes and other offerings. If they can build things, that would also definitely be a plus. We also would like someone who cares about the environment and who's passionate about ecology systems and how to help us improve and sustain those.
Okay. Is there any special training that they need or that you will provide?
No, I was kind of hoping that if they could maybe run a simple power tool, that might be a plus. And if they're a builder, that would even be better. So,
okay.
I mean, I can train them in the path clearing portion, mm-hmm. Because that takes a little bit of work. And no, I don't think it really requires that much training.
Okay. And when you say that you're looking for a builder, is it somebody with carpentry experience?
Yes, that would definitely be a plus.
Okay. What draws people to your area? I mean, working only 15 hours a week, that gives them a lot of time off. Are there something that they can do when they're not working?
Yes. Chillicothe, Ohio is in the process of becoming a World Heritage Site for our ancient cultures. And tourism is increasing. We're also in transition for building a glamping area on the property. So that could potentially lead into more work for whoever comes. And then road traffic has increased 95% since COVID. So we want to be able to accommodate a lot more tourism. There's plenty of hiking trails, waterways, bike trails. There's also thriving downtown with restaurants and breweries and boutiques. And we're also close to some very well-known, highly visited parks, one of which is called Old Man's Cave in Hocking Hills.
Well, that's great. Do people come to your facility to go camping? I mean, are there other RV sites besides the one that would be occupied by the work campers?
Yes, there is a campsite just minutes from us.
Okay,
but in the Great Seal Park.
Okay, but it's not really affiliated with your business.
It is not, no. But we're hoping to build into what we consider a glamping site, so it's like a convenience camping.
Mm-hmm.
So I may have mentioned that we are a geodesic dome. So we're looking to put more domes in the wooded areas for campers to add additional camping facilities for people.
So they would actually like sleep in a dome?
Yes.
Oh, is that cool?
Yeah, very cool.
How many of those are you planning to build?
I think we're going to add three more, not quite to the degree of the studio because it's pretty huge. It's a large, it's a 36-foot round dome. Mm-hmm. And it's 20 feet high, so it's pretty large, but smaller domes that look just like the larger one, but smaller ones.
So the work campers aren't really involved in working with your clients. They'd be working independently out in the nature area or around the dome doing construction projects
yes,
and things like that?
Yes, they would be to start. Now, once are able to add on the glamping facility. And, you know, a lot of this is hinging on COVID and getting our business back up to the capacity that it was before we were shut down. You know, when it comes time to help with the booking systems or helping with getting the domes prepared for guests, and those sort of duties will come at a later time when we're ready for that. So that could potentially lead into the year round as well.
Okay. And so you said you'd be open to having a single, and there are some jobs that exclude singles, so this is good. And you're open to having a man or a woman or whatever
Correct.
Serving in this position. What about families? Could a family show up?
I mean, I would not be totally against families showing up. It's not really something I thought of. I mean, it is spring and summer. I just don't know. There's not a lot on the property itself for kids to do, but I think that's something I would probably have to chat with on a case by case.
Okay. Right. It would be depend upon how old the kids are. And things.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense. Cause you know, if there's no playground there, you don't want them crawling all over your dome.
Right. Correct.
What could a work camper do to really stand out among anybody else who wanted to apply for the job?
Well, somebody that was into yoga already, that would be for sure. And then I think I may have, mentioned before, someone who cares about the environment and is passionate about the ecosystems and how to help us improve and sustain that. We feel like giving back. The disruption we did of the land building the dome and the stairs, you know, for every tree I cut down, I like to replace with two. So it's that type of mentality would be a plus.
Okay. Will the work campers be planting trees?
Possibly, yes. Yeah, because we will be doing some gardening.
What's involved in the interview and hiring process?
Well, I thought, I would most likely have a phone conversation first, and then I would probably be inclined to do a Zoom or a virtual session if they were able to, if we find a good candidate. A simple resume with some references as well.
Okay, that's fair enough. So it doesn't sound too complicated.
No.
Mm-hmm. If people wanted more information, either about the Geode Yoga Fitness or this opportunity, how could they get it?
Well, I think in the post that you guys have on your website has some contact information, but as well, they could go to geodeyogafitness.com and look at the facility. There are a lot of pictures on there, explains a lot of what we're about. They could also follow us on Facebook with at Geode Dome, and it's one word, GEODEDOME. We're also pretty active on Instagram, and our account is geode.yoga.fitness. And then they can also send me an email, info@geodeyogafitness.com.
Okay, very good. And thanks, Marcy. I really appreciate the time. It sounds like a fun opportunity for somebody to check out. I mean, certainly it doesn't sound like it's difficult work and a lot of free time to explore the Southern Ohio area.
Yes. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Marcy, for telling us about this opportunity for a pioneering work camper to help create a special place for people to relax, meditate, or exercise. The Geode Yoga and Fitness Center provides professional instruction to those seeking to balance mind, body, and spirit. The unique yoga dome is spacious, sunlit, and open-air. Combined with a beautiful outdoor surrounding, it will be a great place for people to escape the stress of life. Eventually, Marcy hopes to create a glamping area on the property to truly spoil people, and she'd like to build more geodomes on site too. So people who have a vision for making things better, creating something from scratch, will love this work camping opportunity. For more information, including a video describing the site and services offered, is available at www.geodeyogafitness.com. Spending a summer at a private golf resort or at an emerging yoga studio are just two opportunities available through Work Camper News. There are positions available for volunteers and people looking to get paid. There are part-time jobs and full-time jobs for people of all ages and abilities. And if you want to start a business, WorkCamper.com can help you get launched in the right direction. There are a number of resources available to help you plan your adventure, prepare you for the RV lifestyle, and help finance your dreams. There are many services you can take advantage of for free, but even more resources are available to Diamond and Platinum members, all for a reasonable price. Be sure to check out all the options by visiting www.workcamper.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all for this first episode of 2021. We have a number of great interviews in store for you in the weeks ahead. Next week, we're going to be looking at a work camping opportunity with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I'll see you again next week on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.